This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. An entrepreneur in Carmel is using pink salt from the Himalayas as a form of healing. Carmel Salt Caves and Spa has two salt caves with a total of 22 tons of pink Himalayan salt from floor to ceiling. Special machinery grinds salt to tiny particles that are circulated in the room as well. Owner Sky Winslow.
We hear that a lot. People come in here all the time because they don't want to have medication again. They want to have the natural therapies. And what's more natural than breathing and salt?
As the salt particles thin mucus, it's easier to clear congestion. An approved therapy for most health savings accounts, the treatment is a natural alternative to taking some medicines. Energy Systems Group, a sustainable infrastructure and energy services company headquartered in Newburgh, has merged with California-based Pacific West Energy Solutions. The company announced Tuesday, financial terms of the deal are not being disclosed. The company said in a news release that the merger will further enhance their broad range of service offerings and expand each other's national footprint into new markets. Pacific West is a provider of energy and infrastructure solutions, including facility modernization, energy efficiency upgrades, renewable generation, and energy storage. Troubled wealth management firm Rejoice Financial LLC has vacated its office space in Carmel after being evicted. In late January, the Indiana Secretary of State's office issued a cease and desist order against Rejoice and CEO Alexander Joyce himself, alleging that the executive used nearly $2.6 million in client funds for his personal gain. Then, on February 1st, the Indiana Commissioner of Insurance issued an emergency 90-day suspension of Rejoice's insurance producer license. It's the latest in a series of blows for Joyce and his company Rejoice, who gained attention locally through his frequent infomercials but has faced numerous legal problems in recent years. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st. Presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southeast Indiana's growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Idea Week, presented by the University of Notre Dame, along with various community organizations and businesses, begins next week and includes workshops, talks, concerts, and other activities at multiple venues. South Bend Elkhart Regional Partnership CEO Bethany Hartley sees the week-long lineup as a means to demystify entrepreneurship and what it entails. Speakers will touch on what it takes to succeed in the hustle, catch a vision, and believe in that vision.
My hope is they walk away with connections that lead to either more capital for their startup or more contracts for their startup. Those are the big things, is how can they advance their startup or business? That's huge, huge impact opportunity.
Organizers say the goal is to energize, inspire, and create a critical mass of innovative businesses, as well as build a collision point for founders, collaborators, and investors. The Indiana University Kelley School of Business has revamped its physician MBA program to improve accessibility to physicians nationwide and enhance curriculum to better prepare graduates for the healthcare challenges of today. The changes, which will begin in the fall, were developed by Kelley faculty members in collaboration with alumni of the program, IU said Monday. A Nashville, Indiana-based fiber optic provider and a Bloomfield-based electric company are partnering to develop projects expanding broadband access for rural residents of western Indiana. Mainstream Fiber Networks says it will work with unserved and underserved areas within the Utilities District of Western Indiana REMC's service area, which includes Green and parts of Clay, Davis, Lawrence, Martin, Monroe, Owen, Putnam, Knox, Sullivan, and Vigo counties. Project construction could begin this quarter. The partnership will last at least 5 years, with each backbone project taking about a year each. Some Hoosier primary election voters will have options as the Indiana House of Representatives 100 seats go on the ballot. The May 7th primary boasts 26 contested GOP races and 6 contested Democrat ones. 8 open seats have drawn 24 hopefuls. Those pulling GOP ballots are more likely to have multiple names to pick from. 38 of the 47 hopefuls facing candidates from their own parties are Republicans. 8 incumbents announced they won't seek re-election, putting their seats up for grabs for the first time in years and even decades. 3 others forewent re-election to run for other offices. Fairbanks Foundation CEO Claire Fidian-Green is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.